Welcome to TDWI's Audio Reports. I'm James E. Powell, TDWI's BI This Week Editorial Director. On the internet, a mashup combines applications or data from different sources, sources not originally intended to be used together. A data mashup is much the same. It allows a user with no BI experience to easily combine and then manipulate disparate data from different sources. In this interview with TDWI contributing editor Linda Briggs, Byron Igo explains the benefits of mashups as well as what data sources can be used.
Hello, Byron, and welcome to TDWI.
Hi, Linda.
Byron, before we get into specifics around BI and mashups, can you define the term mashups in general for us?
Sure. It really gained popularity recently where people were combining two different things, either pieces of music or video or other content that weren't initially purposed or designed to be combined together. The example that I always cite, it's a nice album put together by Danger Mouse called The Grey Album. He's actually combined the music of the Beatles in the White Album with the rapping lyrics of Jay-Z in the Black Album.
That's a great example of a mashup. What's the difference in process between traditional data integration approaches and data mashups?
So, to understand data mashup, I like starting from what people know best, and that's ETL, or extract, transform, and load. That's usually a set of formal processes that manipulate and combine data from different sources, usually populating a data warehouse. So it's creating a copy of the data that's more optimized for reporting and combines all the different sources together. Now, if you add in the idea of leaving that data in the source systems and combining it virtually or in memory, you get the concept of data federation. Right? Basically, the same idea, it's still formal processes and a formal definition, it's just that it's pulling the source data on the fly. Now, if you add in the ability of being able to include informal data through informal processes, this is really getting the user involved, having them define things, have them use the data that they want, now you get into the idea of data mashup.
To clarify that, what's an example of how a customer might use a mashup in a BI application?
I really see data mashup as being the next in a logical progression from ad hoc query. Right, we're all familiar with ad hoc query, where you've got sort of a well-defined question that you're trying to ask, and by dynamically pulling the data that you want, you're constructing the answer to that question. Any user that has ever wanted to manipulate or combine data beyond what the standard ad hoc query tools provide often got frustrated, and typically this roadblock would just cause them to dump the data out of the BI tool and into Microsoft Excel. This served its purpose, but it's really subversive behavior. I mean, users are getting around the limitations of the tools that they have and also avoiding a bottleneck of IT instead of going back to IT to ask them to address the question or need that they have. And that's all well and good for particular purposes. The downsides now are that the work in Excel is largely manual. Right? You're copying and pasting data. That also means that it's very prone to errors. And then further, once you have your result, you can't really take full advantage of the rest of the BI environment. It's basically once you export that data into Excel, you can't really go back easily. So a common scenario in our customer base is you build a data mashup that essentially mirrors what you've been doing in Excel manually. This way, you can codify that manipulation one time, make sure that you get it right, and have repeatable behavior. You're able to trust that answer time and again. And you can still leverage the enterprise-class performance and even use that data within the context of the other BI capabilities.
So those are some pretty compelling benefits to mashups. Why don't we see BI applications commonly providing data mashup capabilities? Is the concept just too new?
I do think that it is relatively new, especially the combination of the formal and informal processes. For instance, I mean, data warehousing in Excel, they've been around a while, and they address great needs. But when you get into that gray area in between, providing some amount of self-service and end-user capabilities while still having some of the controls that IT needs, like data management, performance concerns, trust in the data, security, right, filtering the data, make sure that people don't see what they're not supposed to. That in-between gray area is really what's difficult to address. Data warehousing and Excel are two very powerful hammers, and they get used to bang a lot more than just nails. I think that, data federation is also a relatively recent addition to the picture, which also exists in a sort of gray area, as I mentioned before. And there's some great vendors out there who specialize in that. But then when you start throwing self-service into the mix, getting the user to define how that data is manipulated and how it's combined to solve the question that they have at that time, I think you really remove the possibility of a third-party vendor being able to address that need. On the one hand, it's not really a viable standalone product because, data mashup is merely a means to an end. Right? Once you've combined that data, you then need to use that to do something, analyze it, report on it, etc. It's also not really that viable as a plug-in to a tool because with that level of self-service that you're trying to provide, it really has to be very tightly integrated to the rest of the user experience. Right? For maximum ease of use, you wouldn't want a separate tool with a separate interface providing the mashup and then having clunkiness around trying to get that resulting data to be a source for the reports or dashboards or scorecards, etc. So that really leaves the BI tool providers themselves, and I think it's really just either stubbornness or inertia, really just resistance to change, that they've really opted for the old solutions of either data warehousing or Excel.
Given that and what we've talked about today, what does iNetSoft offer around data mashups?
So a couple of years ago, we introduced a completely Flash-based interface for manipulating and combining data from different sources. Our practice has always been to pull real-time data, so the data federation in concept, but this end-user capability of simply dragging and dropping the data that you want and combining it in interesting ways, we really coined this term of data mashup. Nobody else was providing anything like this. So the underlying sources can really be anything. For the most part, you've got the enterprise sources of either data warehouses, databases, web services, etc. And then you can also add into the mix, as I've said before, the user's data. So either copying and pasting data from Excel or typing in some data manually that you would then change to run some what-if scenarios. Or copying some data from an email from one of your vendors. All kinds of different capabilities for bringing the user's data that doesn't have to go through IT. Then you've also got the ability to save all this information back to the server. The mashups as well as all of the end-user content are all server-side, which means it's very collaborative. If one person uses a data mashup to address one question, and another user has a similar related question, they don't have to start from scratch. They don't have to build their own spreadsheet as would have been done in the past. They can leverage the work of their colleague and then be able to really grow from there.
Interesting. And no one else is really providing anything like this?
Not that we're seeing. Again, a lot of third-party vendors doing data federation and even some very fancy things around unstructured data and screen scraping. But nothing that's really combining the formal and informal processes and linking it together with the BI front end.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking today with Byron Igo, who is product manager for iNetSoft, about mashups and data. Thank you very much for your time today, Byron.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks for listening. To listen to previous audio reports, including selections from our sister publications, go to the TDWI.org homepage, and in the top menu, click on News, then Audio Reports.